Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. I want to welcome you to Talk About It Thursday. I hope your day is going well. It is December, the final month of the year, and we are getting our HR ready for 2018. For those that are new to the show, I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. All for HR and Business Solutions has been in business since 2009. We have three divisions: a call center, virtual human resource management division. We service companies with 1 to 39 employees. And we also have a recruiting department where we actually partner candidates with Fortune 500 companies. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays, everyone. If you want to call in, you know what our focus is this month. It is on getting your HR ready. And so we have some great things going on. We have a complimentary webinar coming up on the 27th at 1 o'clock. We're going to have some great templates for you to utilize. And we welcome all of your questions. If you have not had a chance, you can visit the virtual home at www.offerhr.net. We have an employment planning checklist that is on the site. You can click right on it. And you can answer questions regarding your company and find out about, you know, how to, you know, plan your employees for the year. We also have a recruiting checklist. And tomorrow we are focusing on recruiting budgets and costs. So welcome to the show, everyone. See, what do we have going on this year? This year, it's almost up. If you want to call in with some HR questions on challenges you may face, your HR might be facing as the year closes, or getting prepared for 2008, you can call in at 323-870-4359 is the call-in number. We are so glad to have you with us here on Talk About It Thursday. We've got a little snow here in the metro area, finally. So me and my son are excited about that. I don't know if you're excited about it, but we are. And, again, we're getting ready for HR. And so this month we are focusing on recruiting, advertising, and things of that nature that you may need to focus on or revisit upcoming year. So some questions that we are looking at on our website, there's a great checklist, which actually gives some great it entices you to think of some things that you should be doing in preparing your workforce for the next year. And so some things that you should be thinking of, I am, again, as you know, a checklist fool. I love checklists. And I'm also, I love taking notes. And so as a small business owner, you get so busy, and HR professionals. So it's good to have a place, a portal, where you're able to keep notes throughout the year that will aid in getting ready for the next year. So some things that you should be taking a look at with your HR is, you know, what kind of challenges did you face during the year when, you know, with regards to your workforce planning? Were there projects that were planned that were not completed because of shorthand, you were shorthanded, or were there instances where there was a shortage of work in a particular department? Is there a particular employee that seems they're not busy enough? And so those are things that you should be looking at in terms of, you know, in terms of the next year for your company. And you want to engage your employment, do you engage in employment planning? So do you actually put together a plan for the next year? And so in our webinar, we'll have a sample plan, employment plan, that you can use to help you actually plan out if you are increasing a division, if you have perhaps a department or division that you can maybe cross-train employees to take on different responsibilities that will ease the work or the workload on some, or if you have particular projects that need to be put in place. One such an example is perhaps in assessing how your customers are. Are they happy with your service or your product? And so you can make sure, you know, some ways you can do is put a team together that will, you know, administer a survey to your clients. And you need a team to do that. It can be a team as few as two people maybe. And so what you would have is employees that have worked, you know, that can take on additional responsibility to work on such a project, because you want to make sure that your clients are happy. There may be particular things that are going on with your clients that you are unaware of, and so a team would be perfect, you know, to go in and put together a survey and find out, you know, how your service is or how your product is with your client. Find out which clients are experiencing maybe difficulties that you have not known before. So that's, you know, a good way, again, with workforce, with employment planning, you can plan ahead during the year. So perhaps you have a month or 2 months that is maybe slower than the rest of the year, so you can plan for that team to take that initiative and complete that project during that time. So that's an idea, it's a suggestion. But what I'm saying is that the employment planning is essential. It's critical to you knowing which direction your company is going the following year. You want to be able to plan ahead for, say, your busy time of the year, your busiest time of the year, and make sure that those times when it's particularly maybe slower during the year, where you can focus on doing things special for your client, you know, during those times, put together a team that's going to help you to, focus on getting new clients. So those are the things that are important in your employment planning. And, you know, do you have you created a budget on projections for new employees in their compensation? So, you know, do you have a budget that in case you have to replace someone, or are you planning on increasing your workforce? You know, are you planning on increasing staff at a particular time during the the upcoming year. So if you are, then you want to make sure you want to see or make sure it'll be good to hire that new person during the time when a person, another person on your team is has a lighter workload so that they can be a buddy to this person, the new hire. Have you done employment or planning in the past? A lot of companies have, I mean, have not, especially smaller ones. We kind of play it by ear, you know, we kind of fly by our tail sometimes. But, you know, do you have a budget in place, and have you used the employment planning process before? And if you have, has it been accurate? And if it has not been accurate, in what areas has it not been accurate? So you may need to make some changes to that plan for the new year. So the plan that you had in place for 2017 may differ from the plan that you're going to need for 2018. And so some other questions that you will ask in your employment planning is, you know, do you take into account during your employment planning changes in the applicant pool? Are you considering, or do you have union contracts that you have to consider? And does it take into account economic changes? So, in other words, if you're hiring for a new position, are you hiring at a higher rate? You know, because of economic changes, can you offer more money to, you know, maybe, you know, to a new hire? So these are things that you will keep in mind also. And then your policies with regard to your employment planning. If you're doing employment planning, which you absolutely should be doing, do you have one person or department that has that does your employment planning? And if you don't, it is a very good idea for you to put together perhaps a two-man team or two-woman team, either or, to focus on the employment planning. That's, you know, like we talk about the onboarding, how you should have a team for onboarding, and you should have, you know, a recruiting team so that one person is not handling all of the responsibilities when it comes to recruiting and onboarding. And so your employment plan, is it implemented by a recruiter? So do you have a recruiting team, or are you using an agency? Are you using is it by trainers, implemented by managers, or human resource department? And then, of course, you're gonna get down and actually make a plan. You know, do you know how many employees that you're projecting you're going to need for the following year? And again, this takes into account, you know, during the year, you are keeping notes, and I know, you know, it can be difficult, but just keeping notes to, you know, kind of detail different situations where you may see that you need more manpower or you may need less manpower, where you can take current manpower and direct it somewhere else in the organization. Do you know qualifications for the positions that you're going to need? And if, you know, these are things that you need to know: the job description, if the position that you are hiring for. You know, you may be hiring for a position and the job description is a couple years old, and so that the position that you're hiring for may be have more responsibility or different responsibilities or duties and tasks. So that means you need to update your job description, which we're going to talk about job descriptions on Friday. Is there a job analysis done for each of your open positions? If not, it should absolutely be done. A job analysis should be done for that new position. And in our webinar, we're going to show you, give you a template for doing a job analysis. for a position, open position, and or positions that are filled? Do you have current job descriptions for all of your positions, and for all of them, whether they're filled or vacant? And are the updated job descriptions are very important information for you to know, you know, throughout the year. Are tests used to screen applicants for review? Are the applicants reviewed for unlawful discrimination, for accuracy, job relatedness, and validity? And have you analyzed the sources that you're using to recruit employees? Are you using the same sources that you've been using for, say, the last 4 or 5 years? And if so, how long has it taken for those sources to actually yield the top talent that you need? So when you were going through, say, Indeed.com, were you getting a good pool of candidates? Did it take 3, 6, 9 months or longer to fill a position? So you want to know that as well. You may need to change up with a different job board, or make sure you're using word of mouth. If you are in a professional organization and you're trying to fill positions, say the position is going to be vacant, you want to start looking in April or May. And what you can do is put your fillers out with colleagues to let them know that, hey, I have this open position. And a lot of times, if through word of mouth, you get better candidates and fill the position quicker than calling the job board. Just a suggestion. And so then that goes to, do you post jobs so that current employees can apply for the position? Have you avoided being overstaffed, and have you avoided being understaffed to the extent that it impedes on your performance? So in other words, have you avoided being understaffed to the extent that it impedes your, so in other words, when you are you're understaffed, staying understaffed, knowing you need to, and because you're understaffed, it's impacting other positions, okay, other positions that I help, because you may, need a person to another staff member to come and help with a position or a project, which of course is taking away from them doing their job. So, have you required information on a competitive compensation for open positions? There's a lot of things. A lot of resources for that. You can go to like Indeed.com. You can go to Glassdoor. You can go to different recruiting and job boards that give you a great deal of information on competitive packages for your organization. Have you considered training programs for current employees to enable them to fill open positions? So you may offer them some training that can fill the open positions, but then of course you may avoid hiring a person because because you may be able to say merge two positions. That's where we come with cross training and handle those. That open position. But again, you need to assess it effectively, and so that you are sure, because the last thing you want to do is be understaffed and having your employees overworked. So those are things that we are keeping in mind when we're during the recruiting process. For the upcoming year, because planning is the best way to for your HR department, it's better to be, you know, plan ahead and be prepared, because when the unexpected happens, of course, most often it's not good. So you want to be planned for, you want to be ready for your new year with your HR department. You want to make sure that your workforce, you know, workforce planning, employment planning is, you know, it's critical, because if you don't have the staff you need, that, of course, is going to either affect the product that you produce or the service that you are giving to your clients. So you want to keep those things in mind. I am, again, April from Offer HR at Business Solutions. I want to welcome you to Talk About It Thursday. Happy holidays to everyone. See, I have my Christmas music playing in the back. And so happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone is enjoying their Christmas season. Be sure to drop something in the when you're out and about in the little red kettle to help the less fortunate. And, you know, if you have an elderly neighbor in your neighborhood who doesn't by themselves or look in on them and, you know, invite them over for a Christmas dinner or, you know, just ways to give back. It's not, you don't have to do a whole lot, but everything that, every little gesture that you do, not just during the Christmas season, but all year, but I know that the holidays are particularly hard, so I want to keep those things in mind. And I want to say happy, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of my clients and our colleagues and just everyone. So, and we are, again, we're on Talk About It Thursday, and this week we are focusing on recruiting to get ready for the 2018 year. Ooh, so excited. Where did 2017 go, right? It went by so fast. It seemed like we were just, you know, blowing horns and getting ready for 2017. We were so excited. We had all these HR projects that we were going to get finished. And this month here, we want to see, you know, what projects we still have unfinished. And, you know, shoot us an email to see how we can get those last-minute projects tied up for you. You can visit us on at our virtual home, which is offerhr.net. Be sure to go on there and visit our What Do We Do page. And what else? We have, if you leave a question on the website, which we've been sending out through all of our social media, and your question is selected on the radio show, you'll get a free gift. And so you can actually go on our website and leave a question. And if someone, we pick your question on the show to answer it, you will get a free gift. This is throughout the whole month of December. It might be something we keep around, but we're very interested. We're very engaged with our clients and potential clients and colleagues, and we just want to know how we can help. And so you can go on our virtual home, again, offerhr.net, and you can have a on the sign up to attend our event. And there you can actually sign up for, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, but you can sign up for our webinar, and you can also sign up for, send a question. Or you can see the question straight to offerhr.net. Just put HR question in it, in the hashtag HR 2018 prep is our hashtag for the month. is HR 2018 Prep. So we would love to get your questions. You can actually, as I said, you can go on there. You can, if you want a topic that you want us to review, and we select your topic on our blog, you'll also win a free gift. So that is on our events page there. So, you know, if you have HR questions, don't forget, you can call in at 323-870-4359. I said that kind of quick. 323-870-4359. If you have HR questions, you got questions about what you want, what projects still need to be completed for the year. You need help with those, getting ready for 2018. Shoot us an email, offerhr.net. You can also go right on the offerhr.net homepage, and you can chat a question. And you can also do that. So I want to welcome you to talk about it Thursday. Where am I? Who am I? Or to talk about it Thursday with Offer HR Business Solutions. We are so glad to have you aboard. And again, if you have HR questions, let us know. Go ahead and shoot us a email at offerhr.net. Chat about it on the home page, or you can go to Facebook and leave a question there. Someone will answer your question. We have our hotline also, which is all for HR 844 all for HR option 2. That's our hotline. You will leave a question there. And so there are plenty of ways. You have that the live Facebook. I think Facebook and Pinterest that's coming up on Tuesday. That'll be fun. That'll be our first live TV Pinterest show. That's going to be on Tuesday at 7. So you can take a look at our calendar. You know we're here every Thursday now. And you can join us our Facebook group. We have some great things going on for HR Business Solutions and for our clients for the wrap up the year. We're so excited for the new year. You might as well get excited about it, folks, because it's coming. Better get ready. Better get ready because it's definitely coming. And so some things that that you want to consider, we're talking about recruiting all week. And so every month, every week this month, we're working on key components of HR. And recruiting, of course, is one of the most challenging and one of the most important because it's always a challenge to, getting top talent in the organization. It's not exactly easy, but what makes it easier, makes it a lot easier is the planning that you put in place so that you're not losing sleep on about trying to fill positions. And it can come to that. It can come to that. But when you're planning, you're making it a lot. It's a lot easier for you when you are planning for the positions that are going to be filled, so that you can start looking for top talent or candidates before you're actually ready to do the hiring. Because again, like the suggestion of, you can put those fillers out. Well, a lot of times word of mouth is a great way get great candidates in your organization. And you want to make sure that your job descriptions are up to date and you know, if there have been any changes to the that position, jobs or tasks or duties that have changed. You want to make sure that those are updated. And that's very, 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 very important. You want to make sure you have a budget in place for your employment planning, and that's going to be our blog for tomorrow. Is dealing with our recruiting budgets and costs. And so when you are you're talking about the costs and the budget, you want to include advertising, fees for recruiters if you have recruiting agencies that are working for you or headhunters, hours spent on interviewing, testing, and training new employees. So that consists on, you know, if you have what person or team member, if you have working on interviewing and testing and training, how much time that they're spending. And you want to put a dollar figure on what you're doing so that you have a accurate analysis and a cost of how much it's costing you to recruit for a new position or to fill a position. If you are if you're hiring attempts to work in that position, that is a cost that is included in your recruiting budget or your recruiting budget. Absolutely. The salaries and the benefits paid to the new employee compare with those of the person you are replacing. So are you paying them more or are you paying them the same? And so when you're writing your job vacancy announcements for the job, you have to make sure you have the job analysis and a job description up to the date that you're hiring, summarizing and creating your classified ads to be descriptive of the vacancy. And the job description and the posting should be as accurate and straightforward as possible. Keep in mind that federal and the anti-discrimination laws and state law prohibit employment advertisements from expressing preference on race, color, gender, national origin, religion, age, or disability. And believe it or not, these are still problems that are that are happening right now. So you want to make sure that those are that your job postings are not violating those laws. Federal contractors must include an equal opportunity employer on their job postings and their application. And with your advertising, be sure word your advertising carefully. Always use gender-neutral job titles for supervisors instead of foreman or waitstaff or waitress or waiter. In some job categories requiring a high school or college degree, that may be it may be discriminatory. You should say in your ad, degree or equivalent experience. If you're looking and you have a very limited budget, recruiting budget, some other ways to fill positions is review previous applications that are on the file. May have been applicants that may have applied, previously, And so many companies have a policy of keeping the applications on file for a specific length of time, which, you know, 6 months or a year. So if your applications are stored electronically or in on a job board, or you can actually search for terms, word terms to bring up the position you're filling. Walk-in, sometimes that happens. You still have some people that do some walk-in for positions. Promotions from within. Let's not forget you always want to consider promotions from from within. But keep in mind too that when someone's promoted in, then you are still having to fill another position. So you want to keep that in mind as well. Job postings in-house. So you're going to job postings within your organization. So you post all your new jobs in a conspicuous place, you know, on a bulletin board, and they should be available. Posters should be available to all employees, including those who work in satellite office. So you also need to decide how long you want to post a job before opening it up to external jobs. And also keep in mind that sometimes workers don't want their supervisors to know that they are applying for another job in the company, so you want to keep that process confidential and set up a system that protects the employee's privacy. Okay. Employee referral. That's when I was saying that, you know, before you actually want to start, you may want to put feelers out to colleagues if you're in a professional support organization or on board. You might want to, you know, put a word out or send emails out or just, you know, let people know, you know, others know that you are looking to fill a position, kind of what the qualifications are. They may require, you know, you might want to forward the job description, hey, I'm filling this position. If anyone knows of someone that's looking, yeah, you know, can you direct them to me? Employment advertisement, you know, that's the on job boards, employment agencies, and requests from layoffs. That's a good way, a good source of recruiting. Even if employees have found other jobs, a lot of employees want to, you know, will leave to come back to the organization. Be sure to keep in mind your colleges and your universities. It's a great place to look. A lot of times you get entry level, but you can pay a little less depending on the position and the qualifications. Don't forget to check your state employment offices. Okay. And job fairs. Don't forget to participate in the job fair. Those are a great way, or alternative staffing with, you know, temporary positions or part-time workers. You have, like, a full-time position. Sometimes you can get two part-time positions, employees to work that position for you. So it is Talk About It Thursday. Please forgive my yawning. I haven't had any coffee today, but I've been up working late, working on getting things ready for 2018. I want to welcome you to the show. We still have time for you to call in at the 323-870-4359. what we want to do is make sure that you have the tools that you need for you to have a progressive workforce, so you're not stressed out about the new year and what's coming. So I told you that we want you to visit our home, our virtual home at www.allforhr.net. You see what we do there. You can chat questions. You can sign up for a free consultation to see how Offer HR and Business Solutions can help your organization. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. We're now on Periscope. That's going to be interesting. So we're getting out there. We want to meet you. We want to see what your organization is doing in your HR, what your company is doing. You know, if you're doing something that you think is kind of out of the ordinary to get your HR ready for the new year, you know, drop us an email and or call us at the show, and perhaps what you're doing can help another company help someone else in their HR. Because, again, you know, each company is unique, and so we all do different things. There are different, you know, I have our different little quirks that we do to make things easier. And so we want to know what you're doing in your workforce to get ready for HR, for your HR, get your company, your employees ready. We hope all of the raises are in place and bonuses and all that kind of stuff is in place. But if not, we want you to shoot us an email and we can set up a conference call. I'd be glad to help you there. And so just to we talked about want to, again, review your HR budget for that's what you want to get ready for 2018 and begin to allocate resources, which is what we were talking about, the budget for your recruiting. That's part of your HR budget is your recruiting budget. Perform annual reviews. I'm sure the holiday party is together by now, right? make departmental New Year's resolutions. Review and update your company policy, okay? Remind employees to update their information for tax purposes. Review contracts with your vendors and set up your renewal details. Back up your HR data and personnel files. Make sure personal workspaces are clean and organized for the new year. And create and distribute vacation calendars for the new year. This is so funny. I used to work at a law office, and it always was very comical how the attorneys would be cleaning out their workspaces, their offices, to get them cleaned up for the upcoming year. Yeah, that was always funny. So those are some things that that you can do to get ready for get your HR ready for next year. Again, we want you to follow us on Facebook. And we are on Twitter at AllForHR. We are at Tumblr, AllForHR Solutions. Our blog spot is on the website, AllForHR.net blog. We have a Google Plus page. All of these avenues that are making us more accessible to you. We are wrapping up our first of many shows, our first of a four-week show to get your 2018, your HR ready for 2018. And again, we want you to contact us with your questions. If you have some projects that need to be filled, that need to be completed, shoot us an email, and we'll be glad to help you. We want you to join us on the 27th for the complimentary webinar, and we're going to have an onboarding package, that an ebook that's coming out in a couple weeks. We're excited about that. And we're going to do Periscope on Tuesday. That's going to be fun. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. This is the first time. I've done the Facebook live once or twice, but we're going to try Periscope. And so we want you to join in and give us your HR questions and let us know what challenges you have for your HR department for the upcoming year. What in your HR can we simplify for you? Again, you can follow us on Twitter, and we're on Facebook and Periscope and Instagram. We're on Instagram too. And what else? We have, don't forget our free webinar that's coming up on the 27th. We have some great templates. And this week, our focus is on recruiting. Recruiting is always so much fun. So we're focusing on recruiting this week. And I think we're talking about costs and recruiting budgets tomorrow. We're going to do some onboarding next week. And week three, we're going to focus on benefits. And it's so funny how HR is so big. Regardless of the size of your company, HR is big. And, you know, if we covered a topic every day for the year of 365 days a year, we still would not be able to touch on all of the HR topics and changes that are happening in the HR industry. And so we like to try to keep you abreast of that and, you know, make things easier for you while you focus on growing your company. So we enjoy what we do here. We love working with small companies, up to 39 employees. And finding out what we can do to make things easier for yourself is our passion. It is our passion. So we are winding up. We've got a couple more minutes left for if someone wants to call at 323-870-4359. You know, we'll be back on Thursday for our part two of our getting your HR ready for 2018 series. And all month, I look forward to meeting HR professionals and business owners and talking about HR and what we can do to help them and what's going on in your organization. And talking about HR issues, again, recruiting is a big one. You know, recruiting is huge. Because everyone is, looking for that right fit for their organization. And so we're focusing on that all week, which our week is almost up, isn't it? We're going to talk about job description on Friday. We'll have a checklist experience for reviewing your job professionally. You're going to love that. That's going to be another one that you can take and actually apply to your organization right away. We talked about the employment planning. That checklist is on the website, and we're also going to do the web application checklist. It's amazing. You get full application templates off the website, off of website, but it's amazing. You know, a lot of we always, as company orders, we critique them, we change them, our applications for distribution for new hires. And so, but it's always amazing when you see some of the things that are still, you know, because you may want to critique them a little bit and change them to be more applicable to your organization. But it's still amazing how some information that is removed from applications and some that is added to applications that should not be removed or should not be added to job applications. And so we're going to have that checklist on the website as well if you want to update your application, whether it's paper or online. So, but it has been great being here, as always, absolutely. It is wonderful having you here on Talk About It Thursday. We're going to see you on Tuesday at Garrett on our. That's going to be fun. We're going to do that with the, like, Facebook Live thing. Yeah. Okay, so that'll be fun. But we want your HR questions, folks, and we want to know how we can help you, what questions that can we answer for you. What questions can we answer for you? We want to wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday season. I am feeling great about the holiday season. Take that time with the family, and don't forget, if you got elderly neighbors, look out for them, invite them over for dinner or drop them to them. But we will see you next week. Happy Talk Day at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Have a great day, everyone.